And to what extent were you concerned about it?
Well, obviously, when I started pembrolizumab, I was so glad to see that she was a high expressor. And I have to say that more or less I had overseen this comorbidity. So I started the treatment and I haven't been aware that she had this comorbidity. Coming back, well, I was not so, let's say, affected by this comorbidity because she was quite stable. She had a low dose of steroids. It was something between 5 and 10 milligrams at the time when I started pembrolizumab. And for me, it was a controlled autoimmune disease. And I said, well, we might see some flare-up with the start of pembrolizumab, but overall, I think it's controlled. And if there is going to happen something, we can increase the steroid dose, we can stop pembrolizumab, we have other opportunities. So it was an existing contraindication formally, but I was not really concerned about that. It's the same when we talk about rheumatological arthritis or other rheumatological diseases. I'm a little bit concerned when there is an autoimmune GI disease, like a colitis ulcerosa or a morbus Crohn. And I'm a little bit concerned when there is an autoimmune neurological disease. But for rheumatological diseases, I think if the patients are in good control, you can test the immunotherapy.
Although it's really interesting as I read about this case in terms of what happens, you wonder whether there may be other issues other than the concern about flaring up the autoimmune disease, but rather the nature of their immune system and immune response, because it looks like this lady had kind of an unusual response, let's say. What happened?
Yeah. So this was quite impressive, and I really was a little bit scared. So when I started, she really had a bulky tumor in the lung, and she received one dose of pembrolizumab, and she came back to my clinic really ill. She had a shortness of breath, she had fever, and she really said, well, I have a respiratory problem. And I performed an X-ray, I performed a CT scan, and there seemed to be a complete destruction of the tumor. And I was not very sure whether this is acute pulmonary toxicity induced by pembrolizumab, whether this is pneumonia or something else.
How high were her fevers?
So this was 38 degrees, 38, 38.5 in that range. It was an O2 saturation of less than 90%, so I had to give her oxygen. So this was really a critical situation.
But you actually wrote down here, quote, general septic reaction. Did she look septic?
Yes, yes. So she was really ill. And so I was really unsure how to proceed. So I went to my radiologist and we looked on the CT scans and we discussed this. And she said, well, personally, I do not believe that this is pulmonary toxicity. I do believe this is a pneumonia. And I gave her a very broad spectrum antibiotic. And I discussed with her how to proceed with immunotherapy. She had a very clear vision. She said, I want to stay on immunotherapy. It's my only chance. And if there's any opportunity, I would like to continue immunotherapy. And she had two very bad weeks, but after the treatment with antibiotics, she recovered. And then we could continue pembrolizumab. And on the CT scans to follow up, we did observe that it must have been some kind of acute reaction of the tumor following the treatment with pembrolizumab, leading to the septic reaction after the first dose of immunotherapy.
So do you think this is like sort of a massive tumor response and necrosis or some immune thing?
Yeah, indeed. I think this is something like we have seen in small cell lung cancer, the tumor lysis syndrome after one shot of chemotherapy. This reminds me a little bit of the reaction that I've seen in that patient.
I was going to ask you, did she have any biochemical manifestations of tumor lysis syndrome?
No, no. So with the exception of a high inflammation markers, I couldn't detect anything.
So she has this great response, but then I see she also has some exacerbation of her rheumatologic problems.
Yes. So this was then afterwards, and she had an increase in the pain of her shoulders and the muscles, and I had a lot of conversations with her rheumatologist. So we discussed the increase of the steroid dose. We continued the pembrolizumab, we increased the steroid dose. Now she's completely fine again. So the inflammation markers are going down. Now she has a steroid dose of 3 mg of prednisone. She is completely fine. So this has been some, let's say, interim aggravation of the disease, of the rheumatological disease, but we could control it.
You see what I was saying before, though, maybe somehow her response in the tumor in some way has something to do with her polymyalgia. You know what I mean? Like there's something about her immune system that's different. I don't know.
I think would be interesting. So we are following this because there's one of the markers that we are looking for is the inflammatory signature of the tumor. And this seems to be really an inflammatory tumor with a high probability to respond to immunotherapies.
That's fascinating.